You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. You know, when I was flying back from Tampa, I was sitting next to a longtime Browns fan who lives in Tampa now, and he didn't even know about the app. I got him on the app, and by the time we got off the plane, he was, like, blown away. He loved it.
Oh, beautiful.
He thought it was the greatest thing ever. So
look at you selling.
Download the app.
Selling
That's right.
the brand.
Get the app. Now, well, because not only can you listen to this show, you can get all of your great columns, all the great columns at clevelandbrowns.com. You can get all the photos, all the videos, and you can do the shop right there.
And just to remind people, you're going to see a new-looking clevelandbrowns.com tomorrow. It debuts. Very excited about it. We were in a meeting this morning seeing all the final workups of the template and such, and the mock-ups are actually – it's going to go live. It's more than a mock-up. It's the site as it's going to look. And we are – fired up. It's going to have a lot of neat components and video, especially, but audio, this show and how it's presented on that site. So and Nathan just mentioned the mobile app that was downloaded, so you'll get some updates coming on your Cleveland Browns mobile apps on your iPhone and your Android devices. So all of that will be there, and we are fired up because it's going to be all sort of new and improved, and we're going to even introduce to you a new writer who is joining our staff on Wednesday. We'll keep his identity a surprise, but we are going to introduce him to everybody on Wednesday. Not that he's someone you may not know locally, but he is a really talented young man who's joining our staff, and we're very excited about that as well. Do we have a call that we want to take? All right, Mike on a cell. Hello, Mike.
Hi, how are you? Since you're talking about the app, I do have the Browns Daily app, and I love it. It's awesome. My question to you is, with the new app, is it just going to be upgraded on my Android, or do I need to go into the Play Store and pick it up?
I want to tell you, I don't know the answer to that. I did hear what as it applied, because I brought it up regarding my iPhone, and they said you'll get a notification of update when an app changes. Yeah. So I think you're going to be good one way or the other on your device.
And my question for you, gentlemen, is one name that we haven't been really talking about the last several months, and that's Greg Little. And I know he's still on our team, and I'm just kind of getting your opinion, both of you. You think Shanahan is going to try to work with him? I know a lot of it's between the ears, because when you really look at his stature and his height and his hands, you would think that he'd end up being a really good receiver for us. And there's been signs where some games he's played extremely well. I remember last year against Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He was very, very dominating, and I thought that was a breakout game for him. And then we come back with a game against New England when he has a touchdown pass right in his hands and in the end zone, and he chokes. And I really thought that he was going to be benched after that, and he wasn't. So I really like your opinion on Greg Little. And then also in the draft, we haven't really talked a whole lot about corners. Is there anything available after the 26th pick, like the 35th or somewhere in there, somebody to – be on the other side of Joe Hayden? And I really would like your opinion on that. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Well, we'll start with Greg Little. I don't know if you remember when Vic and I did the roster evaluation 1-53 of the Cleveland Browns. Greg Little found himself at number 53. I think we were both very disappointed with him. He had a horrific year last year working opposite of Josh Gordon. Last year, he averaged 0.7 yards per route run, which was the second worst figure in the six-year history. The Pro Football Focus has been tracking that stat. He was last in the NFL in yards per target, bottom three in catch rate. He was completely inefficient, had a dreadful season, and really was not in any way, shape, or form an asset to this team. Now, he is only 24. I don't know if this new coaching staff feels like they can get something out of Greg Little, because physically he has a lot of the tools. Doesn't have the speed you're looking for to separate, but, you know, possesses some of the things you look for. But at the same time, I don't know if he's going to be back or not, but he's currently a member of this team right now, and if he is, he'll be given an opportunity to compete for a role, but I still think getting a wide receiver to start opposite Josh Gordon is of utmost importance for this team. You talked about the cornerback position, and are there guys that you can get after 26? Now, we both had different guys going to the Browns at 26 in our mock drafts, and I probably will keep a corner down there going forward, but Kyle Fuller was a guy that I really like from Virginia Tech. You had Bradley Roby from Ohio State. Some guys that would be available in that 2-3 range that I think are pretty good players would be guys like Bashad Breeland from Clemson, Pierre Desir from Lindenwood, a small school. And then the third round, you could get some of the bigger guys like a Stanley Jean-Baptiste from Nebraska, who's 6'3", Keith McGill from Utah. You have all the corners out of Florida, Marcus Robertson, Jalen Watkins, Lucius Purifoy. So there are some good corners that can be had, I think, in that third round range for the Browns if they decide to wait on that position.
Yeah, I agree. There's enough depth at that spot to sufficiently address it down there. They've got multiple places they can go with those extra picks, but I also think they got some good cushion leeway from free agency as far as some of the key areas of need that were addressed. All right, we're going to have a conversation coming up next with Sal Palantonio. Sal Pal from ESPN is going to join us to talk. Well, we're going to obviously talk to Sean Jackson with him because he knows that Eagles team well. He basically covers it for the network, but he also has a lot he wants to say about Johnny Manziel. So we're looking forward to that conversation next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.